More than just physical concerns, Hesse explains that the community struggles with issues of language.
The reality is that there is a community there that struggle with the language. I mean, the youngest generation, no. I mean, but for the parents, it's still hard to learn a new language when you are an adult, you know. Last night I had my class in Grove City, and I helped, you know, I was teaching my class, but also the teacher came over and said, can you pass the information to the parents and in terms of school related. But one of the concerns of the parents has is that the child understands all the English at school and comes and brings the homework at home. And then how a parent, I mean, they are trying to engage the parents and be part of that process of supporting. See, they support the children, but when the child says, I cannot understand this, can you help me? Everything is in English. So there is a population, quite big population, that don't understand the English. Or if they understand, it's little and they feel more comfortable, of course, in your own language. So that's why the beauty of my program, because I do it, I deliver it in Spanish, and I end up sometimes, you know, helping with other things other than the nutrition, you know. And the needs are less now. It used to be years ago that you were calling places and they only were answering in English. You say, oh, call. If you want more information, call this number. You call and there was, you know, English only, and that's it. You know, you start hearing English and hang up, you know. But now they are a wonderful interpreter service in all the hospitals. So if you request one, you will have it. Mm-hmm. And also in different business or organizations, now they have a bilingual person. So it's easier for the families to access services or information.